Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Is it food or fuel, or food and fuel? That's a question. Opponents of the effort to use farm-grown products as fuel to reduce our reliance on oil imports have been raising their voices. They're complaining about the rising cost of food. Well, I tend to agree with the House Ag Committee Chairman Peterson, who recently remarked that maybe food has been too cheap anyway. A family in the United States pays only 10% of disposable income on food. Countries around the world pay from 20 to 50%. And just think how much money not spent on food in this country is left over to buy expensive sneakers, iPods, flat-screen TVs, and bottled water. We're spoiled thanks in part to the American farmer. Back in 1950, we were spending more than 20% of our family income on food. A big article in the Washington Post entitled, "The Rising Tide of Corn," trumpets the increases in food prices. All foods are up, an average of 3.6%, and that's really not a lot. Beef's up 4.7%, poultry 4.6%, eggs 18%, milk 3.2%, so forth. But the article does acknowledge that energy prices are another driver along with global demand for our farm exports. Corn seems to be getting most of the blame, though, and there are a lot of scare tactics employed to hype the issue. It can be argued that energy costs probably have a greater impact on food prices than corn. Think of it this way. Higher energy prices affect every single food product. Corn prices impact only a small segment of our food supply. The debate isn't over, but I have confidence that farmers will respond to the market. We already have by planting 90.5 million acres of corn this year, more than any year since 1945. In considering yield potential in the future, Monsanto predicts a 30 bushel per acre higher average yield in the next 10 years. Don't underestimate the American ag industry. We can deliver both food and fuel. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.